Imagine having the life of your dreams. Not temporary cash and glory, but happiness and inner peace. Explore new ways to be a creator and take your own journey into greatness. Is it possible? What does it take to make that happen? It takes the person known for extreme results. He's called the Cage Breaker and the Ultimate Catalyst. Coming back from the brink of death and now crushing it for himself and his clients, this is Your Ultimate Life Podcast with Kellen Flukiger.
Excited about today. Today's episode is called Presents. And I'm not talking about Christmas presents or birthday presents, which of course is spelled differently. And this topic is a gigantic topic, and I love it. And so let me tell you how I'm going to cover it in these podcasts. I'm going to talk about presents today, and I'm going to do it in three parts. One is I'm going to talk about layers, the fact that presence is in layers. We'll define what it is, and then we'll talk just in general about the layers of presence and what it means to own presence. Part two will be a little bit about the first, second, and third layers, but I won't be able to do a lot of that. And so what I'm going to do is in a couple of weeks, I think about 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks, it's on the schedule to do an entire podcast about each layer of presence. And I'm going to do that because it is so important. It's interesting. About 5 years ago on Facebook, I was doing a series of Facebook Lives, and it was just about Christmas time. And I did a series of Facebook Lives on presents, and they were 20 to 30 minutes each. And it was some of the best received Facebook videos I did that year. People really enjoyed it. People really resonated with it, and it really made a difference. And so I'm going to stretch this one out and do individual podcasts about the layers of presence in a couple of weeks after I finish all the pieces of the personal truth and commitment. So part two today will be just briefly a bit about the layers of presence, knowing and expecting that in a little while there'll be a lot more detail about that. So you can look forward to that. The third part of today's is a little bit about how to do this. And this is so important because there's so much of the things that, you know, are in a personal truth and commitment, or at least in mine, that are aspirational, meaning I don't have it now and it's something I want. And so when I made a declaration in a personal truth and commitment about who I want to be and how I want to show up in life and what I want my life to look like, feel like, and all that stuff, a lot of it was stuff I wasn't either done with, or I certainly didn't have enough of it, whatever the characteristic or the behavior or the, you know, attitude or the skill or talent, whatever it is, I didn't have enough. So there's a lot of, it's really important, at least for me in these podcasts, to give you some direction, if you want it, about how to do it, and whether or not you pick presence as one of your things, the direction about how to do these things will be universal. So it will help you no matter what characteristics you decide belong in your ultimate life. All right, so let's get started. Presence is, there's lots of ways to define it, but if someone has a presence, they come into a room and they carry a light, and you see them and you know them, and sometimes if a person has a powerful enough presence, and they walk into a room, even if you're not looking at it, you can feel something energetically has changed. Like you turn around and look because something happened and you know it, even if you don't know what it was or where it was, you just have a sense. That's someone carrying a strong presence. And a presence is the energetic field. So presence in that way is the energetic field that is around us. We've been able to somehow measure, not somehow, but recently measure that in aura, and you can measure the electric field, the electromagnetic field, and see it and stuff like that around people. And, you know, your ability to create that, to expand it, to make it feel a certain way is all within your power. If a person is very negative, unhappy, you can feel that. If a really negative person comes into a room, you don't have to look at their face. You can feel the negative energy, and you know that. On the other hand, if a super positive person comes in the room, you can feel that too. So that's presence. And that's the energetic field around you. Now, and there's another definition of presence that's related to that, but it's different, and that's the one I want to talk about. So we've talked about the energetic presence that you bring, and the other kind of presence that we're going to talk about is related to that, and it is actually your energetic presence is derived from the one that we're going to talk about today, and that is your own personal presence in terms of where you are, your attention, your beingness. Now, that might sound a little weird and esoteric, but think about it this way. How often, an easy example is driving, because it's something we learn to do as an automatic skill set of muscle memory. So how often have you driven somewhere and then maybe 5 minutes goes by, or maybe a whole hour goes by, or maybe 5 hours goes by if you're on a long, empty road? And suddenly you wake up, and I don't mean you've been asleep, but suddenly you come to and you look around and realize that you have been unaware of your surroundings for 5 minutes, 5 hours, you know, some period of time. When Joy and I used to drive back and forth from Phoenix to Edmonton, Alberta, that drive is 1,800 miles one way. And so that's 26 hours of straight driving. And once in a while, you know, about half the time, I guess we do it in 2 days, and about half the time we do it in 3 days. We always, almost always, not always, but almost always had our animals with us, which is 2 dogs and 2 cats. And I think sometimes there were 3 cats. But anyway, we had, so we needed to stop more than we otherwise might, which is why sometimes we took 3 days and sometimes we didn't feel like having 2 13-hour driving days, and that 13 hours was all driving, so it didn't count the rest stops. Anyway, that missing hour or 2 hours or 5 hours is because your attention, your soul, the focus of your being was somewhere else. Somewhere else, or maybe some when else. So you might be thinking about, we might have been and was, okay, when we get there, we're going to do this. Or what time is it? Okay, we're going to get there. What does the GPS say? We're going to get there at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Or, I've got this coming up and I have to remember to call so-and-so and have this conversation. And you know, just all kinds of stuff. It's what we do all the time. And wherever we are, and this is the interesting thing, and I'll relate it to ultimate life in a minute, but we spend most of our time not where we are or not when we are. And that is a habit that's partly driven by our busy lifestyle and partly driven by the idea that we're going towards something all the time. I'm looking forward to that. When that happens, then I'll be happy. Or we're trying to get done with something. I'll be glad when this is over. And so we're either going away from something or we're going towards something most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time. And what that means is I'm not doing whatever I'm doing. That is a serious problem when you're trying to create the ultimate life. It's a problem anyway, for lots of reasons. Productivity, wasted time, happiness, skill development, all kinds of stuff. So I'll give you a funny example. Sometimes when I used to practice the piano as a kid, I would be practicing. And yeah, I'm practicing the piano, but I'm worried about what time it is and I'm trying to hurry up and finish. That kind of practicing is about a third or less as effective as real focused practicing. I'm here totally focused on my hands and the notes and the song, and I'm caught up in the, you know, caught up in the moment and in the performance, even though I'm just practicing and nobody's listening. That is makes a tremendous difference in how fast you learn a skill. And that's true of every skill, not just learning to play the piano. And I know the difference because later in life, when I took it upon myself to learn some very difficult classical music, and so I practiced sometimes 4 or 5 hours a day for extended periods of time to learn this difficult music. Then I changed how I practiced and whether I was doing exercises, boring scales and arpeggios and exercises, or I was doing improv exercises for jazz, or I was doing whatever I was doing. I was all in. I was listening to the chord progression, or if I was doing even boring, what could be considered boring exercises, my mind was in the muscles of my hand, and I was feeling the movement of every muscle and tendon. And I can tell you, doing that is a gigantic, it's a world apart from being, you know, hurry up and get practicing done. You're not really practicing, you're wasting time. Now, that's an easy and obvious example to see. And especially when I describe, you know, having my mind and my attention and my consciousness focused inside the muscles in my hand or my arm and being that present to what was going on. So that's an idea of how much we're not present. And presence means to be all the way where you are. Now, remember, your ultimate life, according to our definition here, is a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy created by serving others with your divine gifts. Wow. Talk about a need to be present, because life really is just this moment over and over again. It's right now, because whatever it is we're sorry about or remembering fondly in the past is still in the past. And if I choose to take the present moment to relive some past experience, positive or negative, I'm not suggesting there's anything wrong with that, but then that should be all I'm doing. I should not, and I use the word should advisedly, it is not effective to do something else at the same time. Distracted driving is a perfect example. You're on the phone talking and you're not really driving, so you crash. Or you're having a conversation with somebody, but your mind is somewhere else. And so you're saying, oh, huh, what? Or you agree to something and then they later say, well, you said, and you're like, what? I did not. And of course you did, and you don't remember because why? Oh, you weren't present. All right. So the first thing I want to discuss here, and I've been talking about it, is there, it's not just attention. It's not just attention to being here where you are right now. There's lots of layers to this. And that's why I'm going to do three new podcast or separate podcasts in about 3 weeks, one for each layer. But I'll tell you what they are right now, so you can get a sense of what I mean when I say the layers of presence. So now you know what it is. It is full attention here in this moment now. And your head is not somewhere else or somewhen else. And by where, I mean thinking about another place and when another time. So the layers of presence, I'm just going to name them, and then you'll see what I'm talking about, and being looking forward to the exciting ones when I'll unpack them completely for you. The first layer of presence is, where are you? Where are you? And this layer of presence is all that's ever really talked about when you do meditation courses and all that stuff. This is the only layer they talk about. And it's only the first layer and the shallowest layer of real presence. But here's what it means. If I'm meditating and I'm present, then I can feel the floor under my feet. And I can feel the chair I'm sitting on. And I'm aware of my breath going in and out and my chest expanding and the clothes on it. And I might hear the grasshopper at my feet. Now, that's a funny reference to the old Kung Fu television series, when the Kung Fu youngster graduated and he was, you know, leaving the Shaolin Temple and was all proud of himself. And then the master looked at him and said, can you hear the grasshopper at your feet? And of course, there was a grasshopper making a sound. And the student, the acolyte, was not, even though he was already studied and a graduate, still was not present to all of the surroundings that were here now. So the first layer of presence is, where are you? To be where you are fully. And that means your mind is here. The time is not future past, but the time is present. Your body is present, and you're aware of all the things that are around you. And that piece, that layer of presence, will be the first one that we unpack when I do the longer podcasts. Where are you? The second layer of presence is, what are you? And that's completely different because all of us take on different roles in life. Like you might be a son or a daughter. You might be a husband or a wife. You might be a partner. You might be a brother. You might be a sister. You might be a business partner. You might be a volunteer in a community. You might be a band leader. You might be a member of the chess club. You might be a lot of things. All those roles, and they're of course all of different importance, are part of what you are. And what we are, what we have agreed to do, the roles we've agreed to take on at any given moment is really important, and it shapes a lot of things. It shapes our opinions, shapes our worldview, it shapes how we react. And because life is only a series of present moments, then being aware of that is really important too. So that'll be part two when we unpack it fully, is what are you, and being present to that. And part three is the deepest layer, and this is the most profound and most important, and that's who. Who are you? This is the one that's difficult for people to answer. And the reason it's difficult is because they haven't spent any time thinking about it often. And so immediately when I say to somebody, who are you, they respond with a name or a family name or an occupation, or, you know, if they've done some work internally, they'll respond with a few words that talk about some characteristics that they aspire to be. And all of those are little elements of who you are, but they are not the core. They are not the foundation of who you are. So that'll be the third piece of presence that we unpack. Part one will be, where are you? Part two will be, what are you? And part three will be, who are you? Now, here is why this is important. The more you are aware of and in touch with in your present reality all of those things, the more you live in integrity, the more you love who you are and what you are doing at any given moment. We have all done things that 5 minutes later or 5 days later, we go, oh, why did I do that? What was I thinking? And the answer is almost always you were not present. You were not present to one of those three layers, because if you had been present to those layers at the moment of decision and consideration, you would have done something else. And it is the lack of presence to those layers, the awareness to having them integrated in the fabric and fiber of your being, that is the key to having the tool of presence be so powerful in your life. So in my PTAC, I have that also, and it is, I am presence and fully connected to each moment. Now, we only live moment to moment. That's all we have, is this moment. And so in my language, when I say fully connected, that means that every one of those layers, where am I, what am I, and who am I at every moment, and to be present to that and aware of it. How to do this is the last piece. And again, that is it takes practice. But before you practice, it takes a choice. A person could say, why do I need to think about all this crap? I don't need to do that. I just need to live and do what I think's right in the moment right now. And that is a way you can live. It is fairly superficial. And there's nothing wrong with trying to be a good person moment to moment. I'm not saying that. I'm saying for the deepest satisfaction, what I've discovered at least, is the more I'm present to all of those things, the more fun I have, the more joy I have. And guess what? I have those elements of the ultimate life. The more I am present, the more I enjoy, I create and enjoy the ultimate life, which is, of course, the life of purpose, prosperity, and joy created by serving others with my divine gifts, or you with your divine gifts. And so I can tell you, as we explore this further, this is what we did today, and then next time, you'll see how very much presence affects your ability to create your ultimate life. Open your heart, and
this time around. Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope that you take it deeply into your heart and decide for yourself how you can create anything you desire. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. As always, we'd love to hear your feedback and topic suggestions. Until tomorrow, This is Your Ultimate Life with host Kellen Flukiger.
Stand with your heart in the sky and your feet.